it's an allegory of war, and it can be applied to sort of any country or any movement of that. And it's interesting because as the book sort of moves through the world, whatever conflict is currently happening, people are like, oh, it's absolutely about this one. You know, even when it came out in the United States, people were like, oh, it's obviously about United States trying to take over Canada. And I was like, no, it was written. I never even guessed such a thing was going to be a possibility when I was writing it. So it was to talk about the effects kind of on a human scale of what happens to children and what happens to artists during a war. And I kind of, I was researching a lot of different events that had happened in the 20th century, but at the same time, I was being careful to make sure that you couldn't kind of pin it down. And yeah, and the enemy is sort of vague because it's the enemy of the country, and the country itself is not a perfect country. It got its borders through an ethnic cleansing, so that enemy is coming back. So it was also just about the way we kind of identify one country as good as the other as enemy, and we kind of, you know, as the book goes through, you realize the enemy is, they are human and have their own cultural movements too. But yeah, it was sort of so that I could have it as an allegory that kind of changed with the times. I was sort of interested in doing that, and sort of the way that folk tales and fairy tales also kind of have this shifting meaning that makes them sort of forever current.